The Federal Trade Commission launches a probe into pharmacy benefit managers. Oracle completes its acquisition of Cerner, and mental health carve-outs can complicate physicians' ability to provide mental health care. It's all coming up on today's episode of GIST Healthcare Daily. It's Thursday, June 9th, and I'm Alex Olgan with GIST Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in about 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Federal Trade Commission launches a probe to examine the role of pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs, in high drug prices. The PBM market is highly concentrated, with the three largest, United Health Group's OptumRx, CVS Health's Caremark, and Cigna-owned Express Scripts, controlling about 80% of it. The FTC is requesting more information from those PBMs, as well as Humana, Blue Cross and Blue Shield-affiliated Prime Therapeutics, and MedImpact healthcare systems. PBMs are intermediaries between drug manufacturers and health plans and employers. They determine drug formularies, contract with pharmacies, and negotiate discounts and rebates with drug manufacturers. Critics accuse PBMs of raising prices for employers and consumers through opaque pricing and rebate models. The FTC inquiry is aimed at gleaning insight into how those models impact consumer and employer prices, how large, vertically integrated insurers steer patients to PBM-owned pharmacies, and how PBM formularies may restrict patient access to medicines. PBMs say that drug manufacturers are to blame for high prices. A new study finds the median launch price of a drug rose to $180,000 in 2021. That's compared to $2,100 in 2008. FTC commissioners unanimously voted to move forward with the probe after they deadlocked on plans to investigate PBMs in February. The National Community Pharmacists Association, which represents independent pharmacies, applauded the decision. The PBM trade group, the Pharmaceutical Care Management Association, said the inquiry will yield greater insight into higher drug costs. While the details of how PBMs negotiate drug formularies and prices have been obscure, one thing that is clear is that companies themselves are profitable, which is why large insurers have gobbled them up over the years. What's less clear is what, if any, benefit PBMs provide to consumers and employers. Software behemoth Oracle completed its $28.4 billion acquisition of electronic health record company Cerner this week. Kansas City, Missouri-based Cerner will become a business unit with an Austin, Texas-based Oracle. Oracle already sells some software to insurers, hospitals, and public health departments, but called Cerner the company's, quote, anchor asset, unquote, to expand its healthcare presence. Oracle plans to use its software expertise to improve Cerner's clinician interface and interoperability, as well as increase its focus on cybersecurity. This massive deal would be among the largest in the health tech sector. Last year, two private equity firms announced plans to buy EHR company Athena Health for $17 billion. Cerner lags Epic, the dominant EHR company that holds about a third of the U.S. hospital market, and gained an additional 74 hospitals last year. Cerner, meanwhile, holds about a quarter of the market. The pandemic has exposed the pent-up demand for behavioral health care. The flood of direct-to-consumer digital mental health apps has filled some of those gaps, but primary care doctors handle a lot of care for patients with anxiety or depression. A story from Kaiser Health News explains how the decades-old practice of health insurance plans, mental health carve-outs, is making providing this care difficult. Since the 1980s, many health insurers have contracted out mental health coverage to other companies experienced in managing this care. Often unaware of these carve-outs, primary care physicians and patients say they have claims denied or have to spend significant amounts of time dealing with both insurers. While the scope of the problem isn't clear, as more Americans seek mental health care, more issues with these carve-outs are being exposed. There's been an increasing recognition that mental health care and physical health care are inseparable, and calls for primary care physicians to provide more comprehensive care have increased. Primary care physicians already provide a substantial amount of this care. By one statistic, they account for more than half of scripts for antidepressants and anti-anxiety medications. But they say to provide more comprehensive care, they need to be paid for it. Taking a look at healthcare stocks, after the FDA Advisory Committee recommended that the agency give Novavax's COVID shot emergency use authorization for adults, shares of the Maryland-based company rose 5.4% on Wednesday. The overall healthcare sector was down about 0.75 percentage point. Thanks for listening to GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. GIST Healthcare Daily is an independent production of GIST Healthcare.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.